Now, boys and girls, it's been great to be coming along every Sunday for this past couple of Sundays and just sharing something about what we have when we have this very special word that we have on our screen, this word saved. And over this past few Sunday mornings, I have been wanting to speak to you about some things that we can have when we are saved. When we become a Christian, boys and girls, then there's a few words that follow that, and we can hold to them. And what an encouragement it is to think of these words. Do you remember the first week? S is for Saviour. Do you remember that? We had our little globe and we talked about the world. And the greatest problem in the world is sin. And the Saviour is the Saviour of the world. And then last week we looked at this great word, accepted. A for accepted. Once we are Christians, once we become saved, we become part of God's family, and we are accepted. No matter what we have done, we are accepted into God's family. But this morning I want to talk about something. And you know this, boys and girls, it's something that we have to work on. Yes, we can have this letter V, the word that begins with V, we can have this, but we have to work on it. Sometimes there's big ones of these, sometimes there's small ones, and so insignificant you would hardly see them, but there's still this particular word. I'm going to make you hold on just a wee bit longer to find out what the word is. But you know, always bring something along for you. And this morning, I was really, really sweating out the back in case somebody saw this, because it's really, really something very special. Now, what do you see what it is? Do you know, boys and girls, we're told all the time that we have battles. Isn't that right? We have battles all the time. And do you know, if I was going to go out through the doors and go for a battle, what do you think I would take with me? And I know some of the lads is going to say a bazooka or a rocket launcher or a missile or a machine gun or something like that. Well, personally speaking, I'd pick out a few of the big young fellas because they would fight well for me. So there's a couple of boys and they're tall and they would fight really, really well. But you know, boys and girls, if I was going into battle, I would take one of these. Now, what about that, boys and girls? Lads, wouldn't you just love to go out and swish that about? But you know, that's very dangerous. This, boys and girls, has been lent to me by a very good friend of mine, and this is an exact replica. This is identical to what the Roman centurions and the gladiators used in Rome to fight. Well, I made sure that it just wasn't so sharp there in case, because I'd cut myself very quickly, so I would. Listen, boys and girls, see, if I was going into battle, I would lift that and I would go and I would charge. Sounds very brave of me, doesn't it? But that's what I would think I would do anyway. Boys and girls, I would charge with my sword and go into battle. But you know, boys and girls, that reminds me of who we battle against. We battle against, boys and girls, the devil himself. And do you know what? Do you know what one of his greatest weapons is? One of his greatest weapons is temptation. And so very often, ourselves as young people and children, we so often fall into the devil's greatest weapon, and that's temptation. And yes, mommies and daddies and grandparents, how many times can you say to yourself, yes, David, I have fallen into temptation, and it's so frustrating, and you feel so sorry that you did it. Well, boys and girls, the Bible tells us all about temptation. Do you know, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus himself was tempted by the devil. The Lord Jesus, after he was baptized, was taken into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible says, boys and girls, he was really hungry. And you know what? The devil came to the Lord Jesus. And this is what he did. The first time he came, he tempted him, boys and girls. And this is what he said. He said, if you are the Son of God, do you see these stones? Turn them to bread. Now, boys and girls, I thought about that. And if you were doing without food for 40 days and 40 nights, you would be really famished, wouldn't you? And the thought of some bread, my, that was a great temptation, wasn't it? But you know, what did the Lord Jesus do? Listen very carefully. The Lord Jesus said something. This is what he said. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. And the devil was defeated the first time. But do you think he stops, boys and girls? No. He came back the second time. And the second time he takes the Lord Jesus away up to the top of a temple. And as they stand on the top of the temple, the devil said, listen, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. Cast yourself down, because is it not saying that he will give angels charge over thee and protect ye? Listen, boys and girls, the devil was saying to the Lord Jesus, listen, you throw yourself off there if you're the Son of God. And do you know what? God will send the angels to protect you. What do you think the Lord Jesus said? This is what he said. Are you listening? It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And he was defeated the second time. But do you think he stopped, boys and girls? No. He came the third time and took the Lord Jesus away up onto a high mountain top. And when they were there, he showed the Lord Jesus all the kingdoms and all the nations and all the glory of them nations, all the good things, and everything that he could see was so great and so glorious. And the devil said, listen, if you are the Son of God, I will give you all of this if you will bow down and worship me. What do you think the Lord Jesus said, boys and girls? The Lord Jesus said, are you listening? It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only. Boys and girls, for the third time, the devil was defeated. And the devil left the Lord Jesus at that time. Do you know, boys and girls, every single time the Lord Jesus defeated the devil. Now, if this was a children's meeting, I would ask you a question. So I'm going to ask you a question. What three words are most important in our story this morning? Jonathan? Good lad. It is written. Now, I thought about that all week, and I couldn't get them words out of my mind. It is written. Every single time the Lord Jesus was tempted of the devil, what did he do? He quoted God's word, and he said, it is written. You know, boys and girls, I want you to see something this morning. What does the Bible tell us about his word? It tells us this in Hebrews 4 and 12. This is what it says. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Boys and girls, I want you to learn something this morning. And here's what it is. Do you know, my sword, nice and all as it is, and it's such a beautiful thing. It's really, really heavy, by the way. Such a beautiful thing it is. But you know, against the devil, it doesn't matter if I have a great sword, or really, really sharp, or really, really pointy, or if I'm really, really good at using it. Listen, against the devil, it's useless. Where is our sword? Boys and girls, the word of God is a sword. And do you know what? It's quick. And do you know what? It's powerful. And do you know what, boys and girls? It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It is written. You know, we must use God's word. We must read it, boys and girls. We must study it, boys and girls. We must memorize it. We must use this word of God. What do you think of your Bible, boys and girls? Do you know, whenever I was wee, we used to sing a little chorus. And such beautiful words, such a lovely little tune it is. I have a precious book. It's the Word of God. It's the only book that God has given. As I read, God speaks to me. I see Christ on Calvary, the wonderful Word of God. Listen, boys and girls, do you use your sword against the devil? But maybe you'll say, but I'm all right. I'm not too bad. I don't really get tempted that very often. Do you not? You think about it, boys and girls. We had a young girl told us this morning that primary school was really easy. But here, whenever we come to the big school, it's really difficult in the big school. And do you know what, young people? The devil tempts us in the big school. Oh, very much so. I wonder, do you use your sword? You know, we're going to sing a little hymn. We sing it the odd time. We should sing it more, you know. And it says, the Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. The Bible stands, though the world may crumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall tumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation. Why? Because the Bible stands. What's the word? I've kept you waiting really long time. I know, I'm looking at faces and they're smiling. They know rightly what the word is. Listen, boys and girls, when we are Christians, when we are saved, we can have victory. But listen, we have to work on it, don't we? And how do we work on it? When we read God's word and use the sword that he has given us. So will you remember that, boys and girls? Next week we're coming to another easy one, but I'll just keep you waiting.